This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala nabi al-kareem. So today I just want to share with you some of my ideas on how we can have a productive year. I know many people at this time of the year, they're excited, they have goals, they have ideas, and their goals and ideas don't always play out. Within a few weeks or a few months, we fizzle out and we just get lazy, right? Or we lose hope. So a few things that you can do to ensure that things actually get done this year. Number one, try to get something big done within the next 2 or 3 weeks, right? Just straight out of the gate, get something big done and out there. So for example, what I'm doing is I'm working on a new online course and I set my goal to launch the course next week. So before anything else happens, just to make sure that I've done one big thing straight away at the start of the year. And if that goes well, if that is successful, it will give me motivation to work on the next big thing. And if it's not successful, then I would still be motivated to work on the next big thing for other reasons. And that reason being that we don't know which project is the one that is going to benefit people the most, right? So tip number one, get something big done quickly. Don't make your plans that I'm going to work on something that's going to launch in June or December. From now till December, a lot of things are going to go wrong, a lot of things are going to happen, and you're going to lose motivation and you're going to forget about your goals. Try to get something done quickly, right? Number two, have a realistic to-do list. Have a realistic set of goals. So I noticed that 8 years ago, when I started Islamic Self-Help, I know at least a dozen other people who started similar websites around the same time. And most of them had this idea that within a year, they're going to be wealthy. It didn't happen, and they closed down their websites. Alhamdulillah, I stuck with Islamic Self-Help, slowly growing it and nurturing it. And today, 8 years later, it is finally starting to really do well and to attract a lot of students and a lot of readers, and to be something that's financially very strong. But it took 8 years of hard work. It took 8 years of commitment. Many people have unrealistic goals. They think they're going to put out their first ebook and they're going to be wealthy. They think they're going to publish just one online course and that's all they have to do for their lives. That's not how it works. Allah rewards us only if we're doing things intentionally, we're doing things sincerely for His sake, right? Allah rewards us only if we're doing things sincerely for His sake. And that reward does not mean a guaranteed financial reward in this world. Sometimes the reward is only in the next world. But even when it comes to this world, if you look at the history of things, right, the nature of this world, you will find that in general, fortune favors those who work on delayed gratification, on those who work on long-term goals. It doesn't always favor those who want things now. And one of the problems with our generation is instant gratification. We want things now, right? We want the perfect marriage now. We want to be wealthy now. We want Jannah now. We want everything now. And that's not how it works. You have to be committed to the long term and you have to be realistic. So if you are starting a new blog, a new business, a new online channel, a new book, whatever it is, be realistic about what you can do this year and what your goals for the year are, right? I've seen people do things like they publish their first book and they hope to get 50,000 readers in their first year. This is not realistic. I mean, it is possible, but it's not realistic if you are an unknown author. For someone who nobody's heard about before, it's highly unlikely that 50,000 people are going to buy your book. You know, nowadays, I don't know how many of you know this, but when it comes to English-speaking Muslims, most of them do not read. And already, Muslims that speak English are a minority compared to Muslims that speak Arabic and other languages. So readers are a minority within a minority. I recently asked a publisher, what do you consider successful for an English Islamic book? And he said 2,000 copies sold. 2,000 copies sold. So you've got your expectation at 50,000, but the industry norm for success is 2,000. That's not realistic, right? So be realistic. The next point is to pace yourself. Pace yourself. A lot of us try to do too much too quickly and we get burnt out. You need to pace yourself. And I'm talking about daily pacing yourself, weekly pacing yourself, and annually pacing yourself. So for daily pacing yourself, for example, what I do is I take regular breaks throughout the day. Every hour, I take a 5-minute break. This allows you to rebuild your energy so that you can move on to the next task with full energy again. And I make sure I take a good long break at Zuhr time to go and pray Salah and then to have a good meal and then get back to work. So taking these breaks are very important to pace yourself, right? Don't just try working non-stop from the time you wake up till the evening. It's not healthy and it has very negative impact on you in the long term. Pacing yourself weekly. Have a day of the week where you relax and spend time with your family. Life's not all about work. There are things that are more important than work, like your ibadat, like your family, like enjoying the halal of this world. All of this is more important than work. Pace yourself annually. I'm very much in favor that if you can afford it, to take a vacation once or twice a year with the family, because this is something that helps all of you to recharge and get rid of that stress that has built up through all the trials and challenges of the year. So make sure that you are pacing yourself. So yeah, these are a few tips and I hope that they help you and benefit you. I have many others and inshallah I will share some in the next video as well. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.